This is VOA News. Speaking of remote activist at Belton, U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, were in battleground states Sunday to rally their supporters 2 days ahead of Tuesday's national election. Mr. Trump started a five-day trek in suburban Macomb County, Michigan. That's the upper Midwest state he unexpectedly captured by less than 11,000 votes in his 2016 victory over Democrat Hillary Clinton en route to winning the presidency. Mr. Trump is making two more appearances in Michigan on Monday, including repeating his final campaign stop from 4 years ago at a late-night rally in the mostly conservative stronghold of Grand Rapids in the western part of the state. But late polls show Biden holding on to his advantage over Trump in Michigan and Wisconsin, and to a lesser extent in Pennsylvania. These are three traditionally Democratic states that Trump won narrowly 4 years ago. Biden hopes to reclaim them on Tuesday. After his stop in Michigan, Mr. Trump flies to rallies in four more battleground states, the farm state of Iowa, where a new poll shows the president pulling ahead of Biden, and then on to North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. Those are three states Trump won in 2016 that are likely to play pivotal roles in the overall national outcome in Tuesday's election. As of midday Sunday, more than 93 million people have voted in the election. That's about two-thirds of the overall 2016 vote count of 138.8 million, according to the U.S. Elections Project. About two-thirds of the early votes were mail-in ballots. The rest were cast in person. And once again, Tuesday is the day of the national election. We'll be voting for president and a number of lawmakers' seats. Pardon.